Vince, this notion of, what's the right word, conspiring with other opposition parties to stand against Tories in seats that might be winnable if you didn't split the non-Tory vote, is this official party policy?
Well, the word conspiring doesn't belong anywhere in this narrative. I think the meeting you're referring to was a meeting with, I think, many of the local Green Party, which has agreed to stand down in Twickenham to help my campaign, and we'll have a joint effort with them. And I was simply making completely innocuous comments describing what happens under our first-past-the-post system, where candidates from all parties, Conservative, Labour, Lib Dem, Green, try very hard in some areas and try less hard in others, because that's the way you have to mobilise your resources on a tactical basis.
But actual withdrawal from the fray is slightly different from mobilising forces, isn't it?
It is indeed, and the Greens have withdrawn their candidates from Twickenham and Richmond, and that was a very positive step by them, and I welcome it. And we have common values and concerns, and I think that's actually...
So will Liberal Democrat candidates or Liberal, will constituencies see Liberal Democrats not compete in order to facilitate a Labour victory?
I think if the local parties decide that that's what they want to do, they should do it. I think in one particular case, I did advocate to our activists in Brighton that they should stand down to help Caroline Lucas there. I think that's the only specific case where I'm aware of any of our candidates standing. Now, it's possible it could happen elsewhere.
And Mr Corbyn has rejected this as an official kind of tactic, hasn't he? The notion, what are they calling it? A progressive alliance. He doesn't like the sound of that. You're suggesting a sort of progressive alliance light on an ad hoc basis.
On an ad hoc basis with local people. And certainly we have a very clear policy of not in any way working with Mr Corbyn. We've made it absolutely clear that there's no way we would work with a Corbyn government, not that one is ever likely to be elected. It's about as likely as finding Elvis on the moon. But we're not interested in having a coalition
Why not?
With him or propping up a government with him. Well, because their policy positions on the key issues of the day are completely unacceptable. And their role
in a way that David Cameron's were completely acceptable back in 2010.
They weren't completely acceptable, but there was enough common ground to form a coalition and to have a coalition agreement, and it was a time of national emergency.
So you think the Liberal Democrats in 2017 have more common ground? The Liberal Democrats in 2010 had more common ground with the Conservatives than they do in 2017 with the Labour Party?
We have no common ground at the moment with the Conservatives or Labour. The big issue of the day is the way in which the Brexit process is happening. We're very opposed to the way the Conservative government is pursuing this, and we're very opposed to the way Jeremy Corbyn has responded to it. We're heading in a very bad direction. We believe that we need more Lib Dem MPs elected in order to challenge the government while this process happens, and that the British people should have a say over what happens when we know what the exit looks like.
Vince Cable, I don't know if you're aware, Ian Duncan Smith has been quoting Eminem on the television this morning. Do you have any favourite rap artists?
Not really. I'm not into rap. I'm 1950s, 60s pop is more my style.